Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Hei Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Bas Yisro Mures HaSakayin. The Mishnah is going to list a list of people who are not allowed to eat truma, most of which we already know. A Bas Yisrael HaMuresa Sakayin. If a Bas Yisrael only did Abrasin so far with a Kayin, once she did Nesulin with a Kayin, so then she could eat truma. But if all she did was Abrasin, or Mu'ubaras Mikayin, she was married to a Kayin, let's say the Kayin died or they got divorced, then she's expecting. If she had a baby from the Kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. If she's only Mu'ubaras, then she's not allowed to eat truma. Or she marries Yavam LeKayin, she didn't have any children with a Kayin, and she's awaiting Yibam with his brother who's also a Kayin. She's still not allowed to eat truma. V'chein Bas Kayin Yisrael, and also a Bas Kayin who marries Yisrael, all these people, Loiseicha B'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma. Now for the next part of the Mishnah is going to discuss eating Meiser. So after a person takes off truma and he gives it to a Kayin, he takes off Meiser Rishon, which is 10% of what's remaining, and he gives it to a Levi. Says the Mishnah, the Bas Yisrael Mu'ures as a Levi, that if you have a Bas Yisrael, all she did was Eberson with a Levi, once she doesn't assume him with a Levi, so then she could eat whatever he could eat, she could eat the Meiser Rishon. Now that all she did was Eberson, so she can't Mu'ures the Levi, or she was widowed or divorced from a Levi, and they didn't have any children, but she's expecting, or she's a Shemeres Yavam a Levi, she's awaiting Yibam with his brother, it's a Levi, V'chein Bas Levi li Yisrael, or if you have a daughter of a Levi, who's now married to a Yisrael, all these people, they're not allowed to eat Meiser. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to ask, the Meiser is mutter even to a Zar, even to a Zara. So why should it be any worse just because she did Eresim with the Levi, or she's a Shemeres Yavam a Levi, or a Bas Levi Yisrael? Why can't these people eat Meiser? We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah now, a third category, that if you have a Bas Levi Mu'ureses L'Kayin, if you have a Bas Levi who did Eresin with a Kayin, or Mu'uberes Mikayin, or Shemeres Yavam L'Kayin, so she was a Bas Levi, she was eating Meiser until now, and now her husband should or could potentially give her the ability to eat Truma. V'chein Bas Kayin L'Levi, she's a Bas Kayin, but now she's married to a Levi, so here we have mix and matches with Truma and Meiser. Now Halacha says the Mishnah is that Lo Yiseicha Lo Yibe Truma V'Lo Yibe Meiser. She's not allowed to eat, not truma, not meiser either. She does not eat. She's not allowed to eat truma because of her. She's not fully married yet to the kayin or the bas kayin to the levi. Once she does erusin with the levi, so now she has to stop eating truma, and she's not allowed to eat meiser because now she's already halfway out the door from being a levi. Or in the case of the bas kayin to a levi, she's not yet fully married to the levi. So in all these cases, she's not allowed to eat truma or meiser, which also will be explained in the Gemara. Now ask the Gemara, Tehei Zara, why is this lady, who's, let's say, a Bas Yisrael who did Eresin with the Levi, or she's a Shemeres Yavam a Levi, she's Mu'uberes mi Levi, why, just let her be a Zara, even a regular Bas Yisrael, let her not be engaged to a Levi. The fact that she's engaged to a Levi, that's going to make her worse. Let her be a Zara Ba'alma, Zara Milo Yachla Ba'meiser, can't a Zara eat Meiser? Why can't she eat Meiser just because she's engaged to a Levi? Why does that make her any worse? So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, that Hamani Rabbi Meir he. The town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, the Amr Meiser Rishon Aser Lizarev, who holds, and no, not like you assume that he holds, Rabbi Meir holds, that Meiser Rishon is Aser to Azar. Azar is not allowed to eat Meiser. So the only potential ability that this Bas Yisrael will have to be able to eat Meiser is if she's married to the Levi. Since all she did was Eresin, since she's divorced, and she's just a Mu'uberes, since she's only a Shemeres Yavam, since she's not fully married right now to a Levi, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Let her be a Zara. We are letting her be a Zara. A Zara is not allowed to eat Meiser because the Tanya of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Braisa says that Truma L'Kayenu Meiser Rishon L'Levi Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Shita of Rabbi Meir is that you give Truma to a Kayen Dafka and you give Meiser Rishon to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matirai L'Kayen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Matir Meiser Rishon to a Kayen. Now the Gemara is bothered. He was Matter a Kayin to eat Meiser Rishon, Kilu, there's some sort of Chiddush that a Kayin could eat Meiser Rishon, Matirai Michal Dikaman Dasar. It's Mashma from the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he was Matir Meiser Rishon to a Kayin, that there's someone who holds that a Kayin's not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. That doesn't make any sense. A Kayin's even allowed to eat Truma. You're going to tell me that he's not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon? So Ela'ema, nice night, Afla Kayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Chiddush was not that a Kayin's allowed to eat the Meiser. His chiddush was the fact that you don't have to give Ma'aser Rishon to a Levi. We always understand that Ma'aser Rishon goes to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a Mechiddush de Kashita. He holds that you're actually allowed to give Ma'aser Rishon to a Kohen. You could give it to a Levi, but you're also allowed to give it to a Kohen. As opposed to Rabbi Meir says that no, Ma'aser Rishon goes dafka to a Levi, which is the way we paskin. Now Rashi points out that you also see from Rabbi Meir that he holds that Ma'aser Rishon is usher to a Zar. Rashi gives a few Eichachas, but Lema'isa, since Rabbi Meir puts Truma into the picture also, there's no machlekas here about Truma. The whole machlekas was about Ma'aser. So why did Rabbi Meir mention the fact that Truma is to a Kain? Rabbi Meir was coming to say that just like Truma is to a Kain and it's also to a Zar, it's dafka to a Kain, so too Ma'aser Rishon is dafka l'Levi and it's also to someone who's not a Levi, it's also to a Zar. So that's what Rabbi Meir was coming to teach us. That's what you see from this braisa, that the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that Ma'aser Rishon is also to a Zar. So we wanted to find, where's the braisa, where do you see the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that Ma'aser Rishon is also to a Zar? It's this braisa, and we're using this sheet of Rabbi Meir to explain our Mishnah, and that's why the Bas Yisrael, who has only a half relationship to a Levi, she's not fully married right now to a Levi, that's why she's not allowed to eat Ma'aser, because she's considered like a Zara, and therefore she's not allowed to eat Ma'aser. Now says the Gemara, the my time of Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's makar, that a Zara is not allowed to eat Ma'aser, that a Zara is not allowed to eat Ma'aser? Amar of Acha, Breda Rava, Mishmei de Gemara, he had a Messiah from Israel Rebbe, dating back to Rabbi Meir, Rashi explains, that he has a Messiah dating back to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir darshened it from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki es Ma'aser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem truma. So the Pasuk puts Ma'aser and truma in the same Pasuk. So we have a heck, just like truma is asur to a zar, so too meiser is asur to a zar. Now normally by truma it's asur to a zar means even to a Levi. Here meiser for sure is mutter to the Levi, asur to a zar means asur to a Yisrael. So it's learned out from a hekesh, from truma to meiser. Just like truma is asur to a zar, so too meiser is asur to a zar. Now I ask the Gemara, if it's learned out from a hekesh from truma, so it's continued the hekesh. Ima truma chayavin alav misa v'chay af ma'aser chayavin love misa v'chaymish. By truma, a zar who eats truma is chayiv misa, and if he does it b'shaygig, he has to add a fifth. He has to add a fifth of the value of what he ate, and he can pay back to the kohen. So af ma'aser chayavin love misa v'chaymish. So by ma'aser also, if a zar eats ma'aser, there should be a chayiv misa and a chayiv chaymish, which is not something that we find. So says the Gemara, it's because Amar Kra, Meir has a miyat that it's dafka by truma that there's misa v'chaymish. By misa, the lashon of the pasuk by truma is umesu boy ki chaluhu. It says he, the one who ate the truma, is chayav misa. And by chaymish it says v'yasev chamishisa alav, that he adds a fifth onto it. So we both of these psukim have mutim boy v'loy b'meiser alav v'lo al meiser. Only boy, only for truma there's a chayav misa. But for Ma'aser, there's no Chiyav Misa, and he only adds a fifth Alav onto Truma, V'loy Al Ma'aser, there's no adding of Chaymesh when it comes to Ma'aser. So that's Rabbi Meir's Makar. Now for Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with the Hekesh of Truma and Ma'aser? Thus says the Gemara, the Rabbanan who say that Azar, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, all those who argue in Rabbi Meir, and they say that Azar is allowed to eat Ma'aser Rishayin, so what do they do with the Hekesh from Truma to Ma'aser? They'll say that Ma Truma Teivel Esaf Ma'aser Rishayin Nami Teivel. They'll say that we learn from the Hekesh, it's just like if a person has produce that he did not yet take off Truma, so the produce is Tevel, it's Tevel the Truma, so too if he took off the Truma and he did not yet take off Ma'aser Rishon, that also is called Tevel. That also is called Tevel, the fact he didn't take off Ma'aser Rishon, that also gives everything a shame Tevel. Ukedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Rabbi Yaisi says, that Yachol lo yechayev alal Tevel shaloi hu rami menu kolikar. I might think that the Chi of Tevel in the Torah is only if you didn't separate any of the matnei saniyim. You didn't take off even truma gedayla. Hura mimenu truma gedayla v'hura mimenu truma ma'aser rishayin. But let's say you took off truma gedayla. You just didn't take off ma'aser rishayin. Or let's say ma'aser rishayin, you did take off ma'aser rishayin. V'loi ma'aser sheni, but you didn't take off the second ma'aser sheni. V'afilu ma'aser ani, or if it's the third and sixth year, you didn't take off ma'aser ani. Minayin, how do I know that that renders everything tavel? So long as you haven't taken off all of the ma'aser maiseris, besides the truma, even the maiseris, the produce is all considered tevel. Tamulaymar, the Torah says by maiser, lo yisucha le'echo b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it. Ulahalanu aimer va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. It says by maiserani va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. So again, the word b'sharecha. So masharecha amar lahala maiserani, just like va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu is talking about maiserani. Avsharecha amar kan maiserani. So to the pasuk leisucha le'echo b'sharecha is talking about maiserani. Va'amar rachmanu leisucha, that you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara is darshening, Rabbi Yosi darshen, that's referring to the Isra of Tevel. That so long, even if just maiserani wasn't taken off, leisucha le'echo, you're not allowed to eat it. When there's maiserani that hasn't yet been taken off, so you're not allowed to eat any of it. Even the chulin, it all has a shame tevel. So that's Rabbi Yosi's drasha, and says the Gemara that the Rabbanon, what do they do with the hekesh from truma to meiser? They learn out that there's such a thing as tevel lemeiser, not just tevel letruma. There's also such a thing as tevel lemeiser. Where do we find such a concept? Rabbi Yosi has such a drasha. Now, wait a second. If Rabbi Yosi has such a drasha, so why do I need the hekesh of truma to meiser? If we already know that there's such a thing as tevel lemeiser from Rabbi Yosi's drasha, so what does the Gemara mean when it says that the Rabbanan used the hekesh of truma to meiser to teach us this idea of tevel lemeiser? Tevel Meiser is Rabbi Yosi's drasha. So why do I need the hekesh? The Gemara goes on to explain, because because if it was just for Rabbi Yosi's drasha, sahava amina lelav, I would have said leisucha leecho. It's coming to teach us that tevel lemeiser has a lav. Tevel letruma has a chiyuv misa. Tevel lemeiser just has a lav ba'alma of a misa loy, but there's no chiyuv misa. Kamash malan the hekesh from truma to meiser to teach us. That just like tevel letruma has a chiyuv misa, so to tevel lemeiser has not just a lav, but even has a chiyuv misa. That's what the Rabbanan used the pasuk for. Now, Lishna Achrina, some have a different version as to exactly what the conversation was. When the Rabbanan said that they they use the hekesh of truma to meiser to teach us the idea of tevel lemeiser, on that the Gemara asked the kasha, that meiser rishon de tevel mid Rabbi Yosi nafka. Why do I need that hekesh from truma to meiser to teach me meiser rishon, and it makes it into tevel? I already know that from Rabbi Yosi's drasha. And on that, the Gemara answered that if it was just for Rabbi Yosi's drasha, hava amina lelav, I would have said leisucha leecho is teaching us that it's just a lav of a misa loy, but there's no chiyuv misa when it comes to tevel lemeiser. Come ashmal on the hekesh, and no, we learn that from truma that there's even a chiyuv misa when it comes to tevel lemeiser. Now, going back to where this whole sugya started, was because we had a kash on the Mishnah. We had a kash on the Mishnah. What's the pshat, the Bas Yisrael, who has a quasi relationship with the Levi? Why is she not allowed to eat Meiser? Why is she not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon? Let her be a Zara Ba'alma. Isn't the Zara allowed to eat Meiser? To which the Gemara said that no, we're going like Rabbi Meir. And the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that a Zara is not allowed to eat Meiser. So the way we're able to explain our Mishnah is if you make a new Kimta, that the Tan of our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is Rameyer anyways, so if you make this Ukimta, that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rameyer, so then everything's Beseder. Now we understand the Mishnah, that's why the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat the Meiser, because a Zara is not allowed to eat Meiser. But after the Gemara, that's only a half-baked teretz, because, yeah, it's true, that explains the middle clause of the Mishnah, but B'may Ukimta K'Rameyer Eim Aseifa. But look at the last clause of the Mishnah, if we're still going to be stuck when you get to the end of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, which mentioned that if you have a Bas Levi Mu Rasa Sakayin, it says that if you have a Bas Levi with a quasi relationship with a Kayin, or a Bas Kayin to a Levi, so they can't eat not Truma, not Meiser. So fine, you want to tell me that they can't eat Truma, it makes sense, because the Bas Levi didn't yet do Nesuim with the Kayin. The Bas Kayin ruined her ability to eat Truma because she's married to a Levi. Fine. But why can't she eat Meiser? She's not a Zar. Even if you're going to tell me Rameyer holds that a Bas Yisrael can't eat Meiser, Abbas Kayin of Abbas Levi for sure could eat Meiser. She's not a Zara in this case. So how are you going to explain the safe of the Mishnah? Why is there no ability to eat Meiser? Truma, fine, I get Truma, but why can't she eat Meiser when it comes to these last cases? So says the Gemara, two Terutzim. Says the Gemara, Teretz number one, Amar Rav Sheshas, Mai Eino Aichalas Dekatani, Eino Naisenes Rishos Litroim. The bottom line, both the Teretz that we're going to have in common, that we don't really mean that she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Avada, she's allowed to eat Meiser. She's not a Zara. Even Rav Meir would agree that she's allowed to eat Meiser. Just when we said that she can't eat Meiser, the Mishnah means something else. It's not to be understood Kipshutoi. Mamish, a real big Deichik in the Lashon of the Mishnah, but the Gemara in both of the Teretz and the common denominator is that the Mishnah is going to answer that the Mishnah didn't really mean that she can't eat Meiser. Of course she can eat Meiser. So what does it mean that she can't eat Meiser? Says the Gemara Teretz number one, Amar Rav Sheshas, Mai Eino Aichalas Tekatani. What does it mean when the Mishnah says she's not Aichalas Meiser? It means Eina Naisenis Rishus Litshrein. It means that she can't give someone else permission to take off Meiser Rishain from her husband's produce, because being that she's not yet a Nesua, so she doesn't have that jurisdiction to appoint others to take off Meiser. A Nesua, it sounds like from the Mishnah, could. She does have that jurisdiction. But being that she's only Narusa, so she's Eina Eichalas B'Meiser, means that she can't give away the ability to others to take off the Meiser. She can't appoint the Shliach to take off the Meiser. Says the Gemara Mechad in Nesua, Naisenes Rishos. Really? Someone, a married lady, once she does Nesuin, then she's allowed to appoint the Shliach to take off Meiser, to which the Gemara says 100%. And yes, Vahatanya, it's just like that which we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says by Meiser, Va'achaltem oisai b'chol mokaim atem ubeischem, that you could eat Meiser wherever you are. Meiser Rishon is not limited. You don't have to, it's not like Meiser Sheni, we have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can eat it b'chol mokaim, you and your bias, you and your wife, limed al nesua bas Yisrael, shenaisenes rishos litroim. This Pasuk is the makar that the bas Yisrael, who's married, who does nesuin with the Levi, so now she's allowed to eat Meiser, and she can even give permission to others to take off the Meiser. Says the Gemara, where do you see that? You see that she could eat it. Where do you see that she could give others permission? You're learning from this pasuk that she has permission to tell others to appoint the shliach to take off the Meiser. It's saying that she could eat it. Maybe all the pasuk teaching us is that she could eat Meiser, to which the Gemara says that no, I wouldn't need a drasha. I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that she could eat Meiser. It's pasuk she could eat Meiser now that she's married to a Levi. Amr Truma Chamura Eichalas. If she marries a Kayin, she's even allowed to eat Truma. So Meiser Akalo Kol Shekain. So then surely if she marries a Levi, she could eat the Meiser. That's something that's pasuk. The fact that she could eat Meiser is pasuk. So what's the pasuk coming to teach me? Alalimeid al Nesua Bas Yisrael Shenaisenes Rishos Litroim. It must be this pasuk is coming to teach us that in the Suah Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Levi, she could give permission to a Shliach to take off the Meiser. So that's only true by a Nesuah. But in Arusa, says our Mishnah, is Eina Eichalas B'Meiser, which means Eina Nesenes Rishos Litroim. She's not allowed to give permission to others to take off the Meiser, but Eina Chanami Avada, she could eat Meiser. There's nothing that's going to stop her. Marbrei D'Ravina Amar, a second Teret. What does it mean when our Mishnah says she can't eat Meiser? Why wouldn't she be able to eat Meiser? Of course she can eat Meiser. Even Rameir, who says a Zara cannot eat Meiser, here she's not a Zara. She's a Leviah, she's a Baskayin. So of course she can eat Meiser. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says she's Eina Eichalas B'Meiser? Says Marbrei D'Ravina, Leimar she'en cholkin la Meiser b'beis agranais. What it means is that being that she's just an Arusa, so we don't give her Meiser. If she goes to the place where they deal with the grains, to the beis agranais, So the people over there that are giving away their Meiser, they're not allowed to give it to an Eishas Levi, to a lady who's only an Arusa, to a Levi. She's only engaged to an Alevi, so they're not allowed to give it to her. She's allowed to eat the Meiser because she's a Bas Levi who's married to a Kayin. She's still a Bas Levi, or she's a Bas Kayin, it's an Eishas Levi. So she's a Batsim, she's not a Zara, so she's allowed to eat Meiser, but still they're not allowed to give it to her in the Beis HaGran. Now we have a similar halacha when it comes to truma. The halacha is that an eishes kayin, so you don't give her truma in the beis agranais. And there's two explanations, two different shitas in the Gemara as to why we do not give an eishes kayin truma in the beis agranais. One shita holds that it's mishum yichal. We're chayshesh if the eishes kayin hangs out, if women are hanging out in the beis agranais, so it might lead to situations of yichal. The other shita says it's because we're concerned that maybe she's going to get divorced from the Kayin. People aren't going to realize that. She's going to go to the Beis HaGranis and they're going to give her their Truma, even though really she's no longer an Eshes Kayin. So says the Gemara, this that the way Ravina is explaining the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is saying that we don't give Meiser to this woman, to the Bas Levi, to the Bas Kayet, we don't give her Meiser in the Beis HaGranis. So Hanicha Laman Dama Misham Yichad. If by Truma, the reason that we don't give the Truma is because of Yichad, so following this makes a lot of sense, because here also you have to be Chayishish for the same thing. We're Chayishish for the same Yichad that we're Chayishish for by Truma, so that's why we don't give it to her by the Beis HaGranis. Alaman Dama Misham Grusha, but if you hold that the reason is because that maybe she's going to get divorced and then you're going to still give her Truma by Truma, that's the reason is because maybe she's going to get divorced. So Grusha Bas Levi Milay Achla B'Meiser. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a Bas Levi who's an Arusa to a Kayin, or a Bas Kayin who's an Arusa to a Levi, who even if she would get divorced, she'd be allowed to eat Meiser because she's a Bas Levi. Or in the other case, she's a Bas Kayin, she's allowed to eat Meiser. Let's talk just to keep it simple. In the case of the Bas Levi who's engaged to the Kayin, she's allowed to eat Meiser even if she gets divorced. So why wouldn't you give her Meiser in the Beis HaGranis? What are you chayshish for? So says the Gemara, Tamech, and according to you, you also, the case of the Eshes Kayin also doesn't make any sense. Grusha Bas Kayin, Milo Yachla B'Trumam. The halacha is that an Eshes Kayin, we never give an Eshes Kayin Trum in the Beis HaGranis. The halacha doesn't differentiate between what her Yichus is. It doesn't differentiate between whether she's a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kayin. Even if she's a Bas Kayin who marries a Kayin, we do not give her Trum in the Beis HaGranis. Why not? Even if she gets divorced, she'd be allowed to eat Truma. So why can't you give her Truma? If in the case of a Bas Kayin who's married to a Kayin, what would be the issue? That maybe she'll get divorced? Who cares if she gets divorce anyway, she's a Bas Kayin. Ella, what are you going to have to say to explain the halacha by Truma? That it's a Gzeira Misham Grusha Bas Yisrael. That we have a Gzeira Misham a Grusha Bas Yisrael. So here also we have a Gzeira because of a Grusha Bas Yisrael. It's true in our specific case, the lady is anyways going to be able to eat Maisa even if she would get divorced. But there are cases where she won't be divorced, where she won't be able to eat Meiser if she's divorced, and therefore, because of that case, that's why we don't give her Meiser in the Beis HaGranis. Now, either pshat you're going to go with, ask the Gemara. Whether you're going to go with the pshat of Yichud, whether you're going to go with the pshat of Grusha, ask the Gemara Yihachi, whichever chashash you're going to go with, if that's what the Mishnah was saying, so then my area mu'uresas afilu nesuanami. So why does the Mishnah say this halacha specifically about an arusa? This halacha is true even about a nesua. In the first teretz of Rav Sheshes, there was specifically a chilek between Narusa and nesua, because a nesua could give permission to a shliach to take off meiser. It was dafka Narusa who cannot. That's why the Mishnah spoke about a Narusa. But if you're telling me that what the Mishnah means to say is that ein chalkin la meiser bebeis HaGranis, that's something that's true about a nesua also. So why does the Mishnah speak about a Narusa? So says the Gemara in a Chanami, it's true also about a nesua. And that which the Mishnah spoke about in Arusa is because I need the Tana Resha Mu'uresas, so Tananami Seifa Mu'uresas. And the Resha was specifically talking about a Mu'uresas. A Bas Yisrael was only Mu'uresas L'Kayin, so she's not allowed to eat Truma. If she would be a Nesua, she would be allowed to eat Truma. That, in the Resha, we spoke specifically about a Mu'uresas, so that's why here also the Mishnah speaks about a Mu'uresas, even though in a Chanami, it's true about a Nesua also. Even if she would be a Nesua, this halacha would be true that in Chalkuma, Meiser Bebeis HaGranis.